IRIB English Radio presents
Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Viewpoints. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Within the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Ali Himani and Shaykh Qasim. Assalamu alaikum to both of you.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me on the show.
So for today's discussion, we want to talk about college education. How essential is it? I mean, university and college education. And do we need at all a college education or not? Shaykh Qasim, this is how we do, brother. Do we need it, college education?
Yeah, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, I believe that we have to take into consideration that Islam has made it clear that acquiring knowledge is so much important in everybody's life. And that is actually, by the way, something that is lacking nowadays. Yes. You know, you see people preoccupied with everything unless knowledge, you know. Mm-hmm. So if they look at knowledge, they look at it as a, you know, intermediate for something else. Mm-hmm. So we have
you mean reaching degree in order to have a job?
No, this is the first thing that we have to know, that you know, acquiring knowledge, yes, you know, and learning اطلبوا العلم من المهد الى الله
اطلبوا acquire knowledge from grave, from cradle to grave,
from cradle
and
to
even to China, which was the foreign land on that time. Okay.
So this is we have numerous hadith, and we have in the Quran many verses of the Quran that are highlighting the importance of knowledge. But whether this knowledge should be, you know, in a sort of classic way, you know, going to universities and colleges and taking classes, mm-hmm, things like that, that is something that we actually
have to discuss. And does going to college necessarily give you knowledge? The true type of knowledge in order to be useful for life? This is the big question.
This is not, we cannot answer yes to this question generally. Mm-hmm. You know, there are for sure knowledges that help you in your life, whether in your career or in your personal life. But for sure, again, there are some knowledges that, I know, may hinder you from, yes, from a prosperous life.
Yes. That's all right. As Imam Khomeini said, sometimes this type of knowledge becomes a veil in front of your eyes, not to see the truth. Okay, Sheikh, what about you? How essential is college education? Is it or need or not?
Keeping in mind the current scenario that we're going through, the world, the way it is heading towards, I feel college education has become a necessity today, particularly, mm-hmm, in today's world. It is a necessity.
Okay.
And there's a reason for that. It's backed by a understanding that if you look at today's world, you would see that the social media, TikToks, YouTubes, Instagrams, with all these being filled with influencers, you would also see that apart from influencers who are teenagers and who are, you know, in the age group of 20 and above, there are a set of influencers who are less than teenage. They're in the tweens, 8 years, 9 years, 10 years, 6-year-old, 7-year-old. And now these people have tasted money through these social media. So they're popular, they're famous, they're getting money just for, you know, reviewing a toy, reviewing a child game and stuff like that. And when you ask them, do you want to study? They're like, why should I study? Why am I actually studying? I'm not studying because I want to be a philosopher. I'm studying so that tomorrow I can do a job, get into some occupation or career and make money. And that money I'm making right now at the age of 8, at the age of 10, right? So why do I need to study, right?
Even the giants like Steve Jobs, Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates did not have any official university education, or college education. Okay.
More than that, I'm worried about something else. Let me bring you towards that. So what will happen is, looking at these influencers, mm-hmm, who are at young age, a lot of people want to be part of this social media group where they want to be influencers. So till 20 years ago, if you asked any of the kids, what do you want to do after your education? They would turn around and say, I would want to be an engineer. I want to be a doctor. I want to be an astronaut. I want to be a robotics engineer, even a postman. people were ready to take a job as simple as postman. But today, when you ask children, what do you want to do when you grow up? They say, I want to be rich. I want to be famous. I want to be a celebrity. I want to be popular. Now, these are the things they're looking for. Yes. Now, imagine all these people today, the young generation we have, they go and become influencers. What happens to the next generation? Where will our teachers come from? Where will be the doctors? Nobody wants to be a doctor because becoming a doctor calls for going to your school and then your university, getting degrees, doing specialization, becoming a neurosurgeon, a heart surgeon, and all that stuff calls for a lot of education.
Okay.
And after that, you start making money. But these people, they're like, I can simply make money by dancing in front of TikTok, right? So I'm making money just by moving my hands and legs. What's better than this, right? So a whole generation wants to get there. Now, when that happens, the next generation, when they want to go to school, they want to get educated with the simplest things, there are no teachers.
Yes.
And then there won't be any doctors. There won't be any engineers. There won't be any medical, you know, support. There won't be any, let's take gynecology, right? There won't be any doctors to help childbirth.
Yes.
Right? So the whole world is going to get into a dark age again.
Yes.
Where you will find lack of specialists, professionals who are good at their work and can lead the world towards development.
That's right.
And that's why I feel it's necessity today that a group, a bunch of people should get into university, get their education, get their degrees and become experts in certain fields.
Okay. But the case is that beside that, they have to take care about the other aspects of the life too. Because through reading out this, through reading out the specific field of a study at the university, you are learning a science. But I think having knowledge about the whole life, I mean, and finding a career as, for example, a professor or gynecologist or something like that is a small part of that. So sometimes the sciences that we are learning overshadows the whole concept of our life. It does not get to a kind of ma'rifah. I mean, the type of knowledge or the vision that we must have as a person, as a human being in life. And unfortunately, the college education that encourages you in order to reach degree to make more money in life is not a good type of college education. Is it, Sheikh?
Yeah, actually, that normally would happen for a person, to a person that is not familiar with the with the real purpose of purposes of life.
That's right.
So and that is why that since the beginning of the Islamic era, we have this urge by the Ahlul Bayt, the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Ahlul Bayt, to go for knowledge. At the same, they for sure would would encourage people to have jobs, and get ready, get skills for their jobs, but at the same time they have to get rich and enrich their knowledge about about the real things in life, like the way that you believe in Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala and the teachings, the spiritual teachings that are coming from religion. So yeah, that is so important, but I believe that it's not something that we, forsake the, for which we forsake the, the education, the college education or school education.
Because the main question is that does necessarily college education, university education teaches you craftsmanship and skills? Because there are so many people who are graduate of a specific field of study, but still they do not have a skill or they are not on a par with a person who is illiterate in the same field, for example, mechanics, or even on the social media that you mentioned.
I think you're looking at very small segment, particularly to those vocational cases, like someone who can fix a car or a air conditioner or a fridge.
What about high tech, for example? I mentioned, the names.
Yeah, look
of
at
the
higher level, like AI. Can someone become an expert in AI without actually studying about it? Or think about theoretical physicists, right? Someone like Einstein or Stephen Hawking, they were theoretical physicists. So they study physics from the theoretical point of view and present the theories that this is possible, permutations and combinations and ihtimalat. And then they come up with theories there, like string theory, time theory,
but not necessarily through college.
Yeah, what Brother Atal says is that is it necessary for a person in order for getting that knowledge to go through school and university?
I believe yes, because it opens your mind, it opens your horizons, and it helps you understand the amount of progress that has already been made in a particular field. For example, mathematics. If you look at it, there has been certain progress in the field of mathematics. Now, if this person doesn't go to college, understand the problems that have been discussed and the solutions that have been discussed, and the mistakes that the earlier professors and scholars have made, and he wants to solve this mathematical problem which is persisting as a question for the last 50 years and no one has been able to solve it. If he doesn't go to university, does not understand the intricacies of that, then I don't think he can come up with a viable solution for that kind of a problem, right? So university, let me put it this way. Schooling is your general knowledge. They give you general knowledge, a gamut of information.
Yes.
Then you go into college and then start picking up specialization. And that's where you become specialized in certain areas. Like you pointed out, if someone doesn't go to college, can he not become an expert? My question, can he become an expert as a neurosurgeon? Mm-hmm. Can he actually work on someone's brain and operate on someone's brain and find the specific spot which is causing a specific problem like Alzheimer or something like that and cure that? Not possible. He needs to go to university, work with some other surgeons who've already worked in the field so that he gets that apprenticeship and expertise. Then he can solve the problem. But there are other areas where, yes, not going to university is not going to make much of a difference.
Mm-hmm. You know, nowadays the case of self-study without going to the college, because you know you can find the teaching courses on different materials online,
even the videos
and all of that, so a person can be sitting in the house, you know, looking at them and finding them without going to the university. But this degree-based lifestyle, you know, just getting to the, because whenever you are going to apply for a job, the first question that they ask in your CV. Resume, that's right, is your education, you know, what is your education and degree. And from the other side, we had some exceptions during the history that they become great people, but when they left the university or left, for example, the official formal education. But I still think that this college education has a role in shaping the human personality, because till that time you do not know what you want to do for your future. But upon a chance or a random checking of a specific major at the university, which is mostly done without interest at that age, your whole life will be changed into a doctor or an engineer or a physicist or a chemist or something like that, okay?
Or a materialist.
Or a materialist or something like that. I do want to say what to do to guide our desires, I mean, in pursuing knowledge or in pursuing a specific science.
Yeah,
is there at all a way, or no, we have to?
Yeah, for sure. Again, I have to reemphasize on the fact that we have, I know that we have to take these two sides simultaneously. So having the line of education, college education or the classic education that we take, on one side, and on the other side, the knowledge, especially the spiritual knowledge or the religious knowledge that we have to have on the other side, we have to grow both of them simultaneously. Mm-hmm. We see some people that get, you know, frustrated not going to colleges, you know, and universities because of not having enough money or, I don't know, not having enough time or any, you know, they're not capable of going to colleges for any reason. So is it the end of the world for them not going to the college or not? I believe that, you know, these universities and colleges, maybe the most important thing that you can get out of this college or university is a sort of certificate or a sort of, you know, reassurance that this person is skillful and is, you know, is enoughly learned to do that job.
Thank you much, Sheikh Qasim and Sheikh Ali Himani, for your presence in the program Viewpoints. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en/Islam page. Also, our YouTube channel, Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you to doubt you would be the worst mistake? Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light, you guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong and right. Love that often lies, 'cause I don't need anyone.